trading with allies, the dubious legal ground under Trump's Canada tariffs. The legal scrutiny building around Trump's tariffs on Canada touches constitutional questions that have not been seriously litigated in nearly a century. The administration is relying on the Trading with the Enemy Act, a statute from 1917, substantially revised in 1977, as authority for tariffs on Canadian goods, arguing that the president holds broad emergency powers to impose trade restrictions when national security is implicated. Trade law scholars are increasingly direct in their criticism. Using a wartime statute designed for genuine enemy nations to impose tariffs on Canada, a NATO ally, a NORAD partner, and the United States' largest trading partner, stretches the statute well beyond any reasonable reading of its intent. Canada-US trade exceeds $900 billion annually. The tariffs are creating real friction in automotive supply chains, which are deeply integrated across the border, as well as in energy, agriculture, and lumber. Ottawa has responded with retaliatory tariffs on American goods, dairy, aluminum, and consumer products, calibrated to inflict economic pain in politically sensitive American states rather than simply matching U.S. tariff levels dollar for dollar. Canadian provinces most exposed have also begun lobbying American state governments directly, pursuing subnational diplomacy that is unusual but not without historical precedent. The courts present an unusual doctrinal problem. Judges have historically been reluctant to second-guess executive branch national security determinations, and the constitutional structure gives the president enormous latitude in foreign affairs and trade. But the Canadian tariffs present facts that may give courts a hook to look harder. The target is a country with which the United States has a comprehensive free trade agreement, CUSMA, the successor to NAFTA, negotiated by the Trump administration itself in its first term. Using wartime emergency authority against a country, you simultaneously have a trade treaty which creates a tension that some legal scholars believe could prove decisive in the federal challenges working their way through the courts. S&P futures on the morning of this broadcast were down approximately 20 points at around 7,722, a decline of roughly 0.26% from Friday's close at 7,739. Markets appear to be pricing tariff friction with Canada not as an acute crisis, but as a persistent structural feature of the economic environment, which analysts describe as the more worrying interpretation. It suggests investors have concluded the disruption is here to stay.